Good morning. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine, and this is KSJD Dryland Community Radio. I'm Tom Yoder. Most people know that smoking causes cancer, heart disease, and other major health problems, but smoking during pregnancy causes additional health problems for mothers and their babies, including premature birth, certain birth defects, and even miscarriage. Helping mothers to be quit smoking is an important public health issue, and a program called Baby and Me is now available in Montezuma County that is designed to help through counseling, support, and monitoring during pregnancy and after the baby is born. Joining me this morning to talk about the program is Midge Kirk. She's with Target Tobacco Action Group, a part of Montezuma County Public Health. Good morning, Midge.
Good morning, Tom, and thank you so much for having us this morning.
You bet. Thank you for coming in. Let's just talk a little bit about some of the health risks that are involved with smoking during pregnancy. I mentioned a few things there in the introduction, but can you talk a little bit more about what are those risks like?
Well, premature birth. You mentioned that a low birth weight is another one. And there has been a link to the sudden death syndrome, the baby's sudden
SIDS.
Thank you.
You got it.
Yes. And I think that's pretty significant. And when you think about the child growing in utero, the blood is flowing from mom to the baby through the umbilical cord to nourish. So every time there's a hit of nicotine, those blood vessels constrict. So the baby isn't getting a full load of what it needs to get in terms of nutrients and oxygen and so on and so forth. So I think that's a pretty neat visual to have in your mind. So the mom's body is kind of fighting with that process all during the pregnancy. And at some stages, it can be more difficult than others and more severe.
Do you think there's some misconceptions among the population about smoking not affecting the baby? That there's some sort of, sometimes you hear about the placenta kind of blocking things or
right.
something
well,
like that.
I think we're in an age where we all know that's a crock. But if you're addicted, I think it's easy to do the yeah, but. Because it's a very serious addiction and it's a difficult addiction to kick. And we certainly don't judge it. We understand it. And we're just here to support when a mom or anyone else wants to quit tobacco.
Well, let's talk about the Baby and Me cessation program. How does it work?
I'm really excited about this program. Baby and Me was started back in 2006 in New York State by a woman called Lori Adams, and I trained with her this winter, and it's an amazing program. And how it works, eligible participants are pregnant women who currently smoke or have smoked at least 3 months prior to becoming pregnant. There is no age or income limitation. And the process would be anyone in the community can recommend, someone can hear about the program and decide they want to do it, doctors, local community-based organizations. They just come to us at the Department of Health. It's a free program. It's funded through grants, not taxpayer dollars, which we're really proud of. And when she comes in, I will sit with the women and go over our criteria, which basically are that she wants to quit smoking, that I'm here to support her. We have 4 educational meetings before her delivery where we check in with each other and she agrees to do a carbon monoxide monitoring. It's like the breathalyzer. She blows into this machine and it will get a number. And if it's 0 to 6 or 7, we know that she's quit smoking. And if it's higher than that, we know that there's still some activity going on. So the benefit of all of this is once she has delivered, we follow up with her monthly with the same process. And as long as she's tobacco free, she receives a voucher of $25 a month toward diapers.
So is there any kind of is there anything issued like a patch or nicotine gum or anything like that that's provided through the program to help smoking?
No, I think the belief is that nicotine is nicotine no matter how the mom is getting it. And oftentimes I've heard moms say, and as a mom myself, I remember how sick I was in the first trimester, so it's a perfect time to quit because you don't want anything. And so, no, there is no patch. There is no other nicotine delivery system involved.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, I'm talking with Midge Kirk. She's with Target Tobacco Action Group, a part of the Montezuma County Public Health. You talked about how the program is funded through grants. What kind of grants fund the Baby and Me program?
Well, there are several grants out of New York, independent National Maternal and Child Health Grant, and then this year the state, the STEP program, the tobacco program in the state, was so impressed with the results of this program that they have funded part of it as well.
Okay. So there must be some sort of counseling that goes along with this. I mean, what you've described sounds more like almost like a monitoring program on the outset, but there must be some sort of check-in and counseling that goes along with it. Can you talk a little bit about that?
There's a great deal of support. We meet each woman where she is, and if education is necessary, I will provide that. And again, it's not in a judgmental or didactic way. Actually, it can be a lot of fun. And the whole point is for her to understand that the best thing she can do for her baby and for herself is to quit smoking. And that we emphasize throughout. So there's education where it's needed, if it's needed, and lots of support. And we're not limited. One thing I should mention is by our third meeting of four, she needs to be quit. So for the first two, she can be setting a date, thinking about it, preparing for it, which is important. And then by the third meeting, she must be quit and stay quit to be a part of the program.
So what do we know about the rates of women who may be smoking going into a pregnancy? Do women typically quit around that time? Is it harder for them to quit, or is it easier because they say, well, you know, I'm doing this for the baby? What is the kind of the psychology of that?
Well, I don't have any hard and fast statistics for you this morning, but from the women I've worked with and the women I've known over the years, I think it is twofold. I think that many women don't feel well, so that makes it easy to quit. And secondly, I think moms will do anything for their children. And we talked about that a little bit earlier, how interesting it is. So many moms will say, oh, when I was pregnant or nursing, I didn't smoke at all. But then I picked it up again when he or she was a year old. So I don't know what the psychology of that says, that maybe we think of ourselves last. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what kind of success rates are we seeing with the program? Is there a proven track record nationally for this?
Yes, there is. In 2011, published results indicate that 60% quit rate of women that enrolled actually did quit. And it was also discovered that that was a higher rate than the Freedom from Smoking program or the Colorado Quit Line.
So this is a new program that you're just rolling out. Have there been women that have gone through this program yet, or is it just starting in Montezuma County?
It's just starting in Montezuma County, and I'm working with four women right now.
Okay. And is that going pretty well, or do you feel like the program works?
Yes, it is. I love the one-on-one, and I love the support, and I love that they know that if they're having a rough day, they can call me at the office, you know. And there is the Colorado Quit Line. Some women still like to be hooked up to that because they do some texting, and there's all kinds of support.
Mm-hmm. So as you're seeing these four women that you're working with right now, what kinds of challenges are you seeing them facing? Is it kind of typical, or is it a little different around the pregnancy? Because as you said, you're not feeling as well, your body's changing, obviously. What kinds of things are you seeing with the women you're working with so far?
I would say in very general terms that the low socioeconomic status of so many of the women, the people that we work with, so many of us here in this county, is a challenge. And I think especially for a mom knowing that a new life is coming into the world, I think that family support is another area. Some have great family support and working, but others are pretty much alone, and that's got to be tough, which again is why I think this program is so beneficial, because there is a person who really and truly cares and listens.
Are these women pretty much trying to quit cold turkey? Is that kind of the idea of the program, or is it kind of trying to wean yourself off of cigarettes?
Well, that's what their first couple of months are all about, getting in that headspace and planning. I just finished a Freedom from Smoking class with a non-pregnant adult woman about my age, and she was amazing because she took 6 weeks. She decided that her quit date was going to be on Valentine's Day, and she built up to that. And when she finally quit, she said, my God, I had a couple of rough days, but it was so easy. I thought it was going to be really difficult. And we kind of picked that apart. And I think that applies to these women, too. What's your motivation? What is your motivation? And if you're motivated, it's going to be a lot easier for you. If you're doing it because you think you should, or because your spouse says you must, or because your doctor says you must, that's where the battle comes in, I think.
You're listening to the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning we're talking about Baby and Me. It's a smoking cessation program for mothers-to-be and new mothers. I'm talking this morning with Midge Kirk from Target Tobacco Action Group, part of the Montezuma County Public Health. And we're going to take a quick break here on the Zine, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. We are back. This is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning, my guest is Midge Kirk. She's with Target Tobacco Action Group, a part of Montezuma County Public Health. And we're talking about pregnant mothers and quitting smoking during pregnancy and a program called Baby and Me that's now available in Montezuma County that's designed to help through counseling, support, and monitoring during pregnancy and after the baby is born. Midge, there's got to be some pretty standard approaches to quitting smoking that are out there. This is something that people have been studying for a long time. Is there anything different that you try to do with pregnant mothers as it relates to those techniques and the programs that they get into to quit smoking?
I think, in a nutshell, personalize the standard approaches. And we have the luxury of getting to know these women because we meet four times before the baby's born, or more if it's necessary. And we talk about a quit plan. We talk about motivation. We talk about breathing, believe it or not, and yoga, and all sorts of alternative things, drinking water when that craving comes. And what a lot of people don't realize is that when you get that craving for nicotine, you need that hit because your brain isn't producing those feel-good hormones anymore, you're substituting that with a chemical from the outside, that craving only lasts 3 to 5 minutes. So if you know that you're dying to have a cigarette, you need that nicotine, but it's going to pass in 3 to 5 minutes. Some people chew on a toothpick, some people do some exercise. There are all sorts of things that we can recommend. And again, what fits for the person. She may try exercise and that doesn't work at all because she doesn't feel very good, whereas some deep breathing and meditative things might work for her. So we try to personalize it. We also try to make it as much one-stop shopping for the mom as we can. So for example, when she has maybe a doctor's appointment or a WIC appointment at the department or has to come into town anyway, I will schedule the appointment on that day close to that time so that she doesn't have to make a special trip.
Mm-hmm. And all of this is evidence-based. You know that these things are work. There's a good track record. What about the Baby and Me program in general? It's a national program, I understand, that's
yes,
just being rolled out here. What do you see in terms of what's working with the program?
I think a lot's working with the program. As I said, it was started in 2006, and then 2 years ago, they decided to tweak it a little bit, overhaul it a little bit, improve it a little bit. And they did, and they've trained many, many more people since then. And during that time, the evidence from monitoring the program was beginning to emerge, and it was so strong and so powerful. And we're working with University of Colorado at Denver, and they are monitoring our efforts here.
And the rest of the state, too, programs across the state or just here in Montezuma County?
No, all of the Colorado sites, and there are many. Yeah.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, this is the Thursday Morning Zine on KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with Midge Kirk. She's with Target Tobacco Action Group, a part of Montezuma County Public Health. Let's turn now and talk about Target Tobacco Action Group. And for listeners who may not know, can you kind of describe what the vision and the mission of Target Tobacco is here?
I think our mission is something like eliminating tobacco use in our county. A little lofty. But basically I've had someone say to me, well, I hate it when you demonize people because they smoke. Mm-mm, we don't. We are not the tobacco Nazis. We like to refer to ourselves as the tobacco goddesses. We are there to support and to educate, not to force anything. But the thing that we do force and attack vigorously is the industry, this multi-million-dollar industry with no conscience at all, whose only motivation is greed. And truly, I believe that with every fiber of my being. When they say they don't market to teens and then you pick up Sports Illustrated, when they say they don't market to teens and you walk into a convenience store, those are the kinds of things that we're trying to influence so that our kids have a fighting chance.
Outside of the Baby and Me program that we've been talking about this morning, what are some other programs that you offer to the community around tobacco and quitting smoking and chewing?
We have a Freedom from Smoking and a Not class. Not is not on tobacco. It's for teens. Freedom from Smoking is for adults. And several of us have been trained by the American Lung Association to offer these classes. As I say, we just finished one, Freedom from Smoking, with 100% success rate. We're really jazzed. And not only do we support, I really have to tell you, we have fun.
That's always an important part of whatever you're doing.
It is. And then there's also the other arm of our program, which is tobacco-free schools, which my partner Julia Hess works in the schools to develop the best policy available or possible for our schools and our kids.
If people want to know more about any of these programs, and in specifically the Baby and Me program for pregnant mothers, how do they get a hold of you?
At the health department, the number is 565-3056. And may I shamelessly plug our department?
Please
for a
do.
Second? I was amazed when I began working there a little over a year ago. The health department here does immunizations, well child clinic, child passenger seat safety, where the moms and dads get the seat and get instructed, WIC program, options for long-term care, personal prevention, emergency preparedness, dental, food inspections, tobacco, that's us, health promotion and education, and septic permits. We also have a very exciting brand new program called Safe Care. It's for families with children. And if you want information, again, please call the health department, 565-3056.
All right. Well, Midge, thanks so much for coming in and talking with me this morning.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
That's Midge Kirk. She's with Target Tobacco Action Group, a part of Montezuma County Public Health. We've been talking this morning about smoking and pregnant mothers quitting smoking through a new program called Baby and Me. This has been the Thursday Morning Zine. I'm Tom Yoder.